Last week, we sent our Running About Eagerly correspondent, Jordan Dunbar, to do the UK's hardest park run, one of several hundred 5-kilometre routes that have been set up by volunteers all around the country. Jordan took on what we believe to be the toughest, and certainly the one with the slowest average time, Milham, up near Barrow in Cumbria.
Is anybody ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
OK, we're at the start here. It's incredibly, incredibly muddy. You can hear just scratching it. I've nearly lost a boot. This is so much muddier than Hackney Marshes. What's the dog's name?
Ruby.
Okay, we're about to over. Take Ruby. Where's that dog? This is absolutely horrendous. I didn't think the Lake District would be like this. This is terrible.
Excellent.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sounds lovely. So, Jordan, how was it?
Awful. But fun. No, it was incredibly muddy, but incredibly friendly. So the course is 5 laps around a school playing field, but it's ankle-deep mud most of the way. And I was told to wear football boots because it's so slippy, but they meant absolutely no difference.
Could have tried skis.
I should have tried skis or flippers and a snorkel. Milham might be flat, but it is a serious endurance test to get round it. They even have professional rugby players come to train on it. And out of 20 runners, I came 12th. But to be honest, Tim, I was just glad to finish it and beat Ruby the dog.
Ruby the dog? What was Ruby's time?
Well, Ruby came in, lolloped in, at 39 minutes 10 seconds. Now, I got that because her owner was 39 minutes 14 seconds, but I figure she'd be a bit ahead on the lead.
OK, so 39 minutes 10 seconds for Ruby the dog. What about for Jordan Dunbar?
Human Jordan Dunbar. Well, my best time on a 5K park run is 25 minutes and 1 second. That was at Hackney Marshes. But at Milham, which is actually more deserving of the term marshes, I did it in 34 minutes and 56 seconds.
That's 10 minutes down on your best time. It does sound tough. And did our call to arms last week work? Did many more or less runners turn up?
Well, in Milham car park, I was received like a true celebrity by a massive crowd of 3 people who'd heard the show and come along. They included loyal listeners Humphrey and Rachel.
Nice people?
Terrible people. They lapped me 3 times and seemed like they enjoyed themselves. Humphrey did it in something like 25 minutes.
Oh, don't be so bitter, Jordan.
I'm sorry, Tim. They were actually lovely, just a bit too fast for my taste.
So now you've done Milham, are you convinced it is indeed the hardest park run in Britain?
I am, but there are a couple of caveats. First, Milham is quite a small park run, and it only has been going since the end of 2016. So only about 650 people have ever run the event, which is fewer than some park runs get in a week. This means we don't have a lot of data. Second, Milham is hard because it's muddy. So this means its times change with the seasons. If you look at November to March, the average time is 39 minutes, which is far slower than anywhere else. But in the drier, more clement months, the average is 7 minutes lower, with a similar drop in our preferred measure, which is average age grade, where your performance is considered in relation to the age of the runner. So, in winter, we're pretty sure that Milham is the hardest.
And in summer?
Well, if you use age grade, we think Hadley Park in Essex is the hardest park run.
But everything we've said so far controls for age, but it doesn't control for the quality of the runner. I mean, if you had a park run where the British Olympic middle distance team trained every week, it would look like a pretty flat track, wouldn't it?
Yes. Now, some people have tried to take account of this by looking at how the same runners do at different park runs. Tim Crose of Run Britain Rankings has a method that compares events by looking at the performances of experienced runners who regularly run park runs and also compete in proper races. The good thing about looking at these runners is that we have a lot of data on them. The problem is that in small events, you might not get many or any of these runners. This technique suggests Flats Lane in Middlesbrough might be the hardest. It could be, however, that all these pretenders may have to bow down before a new king in the north. Only a few weeks ago, the Wynladder Park Run launched near Derwent Water in the Lake District. So far, the hilliest run has had about 135 metres of running uphill. Wynladder has 210 metres, which is just mean.
Well, thank you for that, Jordan. And before I let you jog on, we've had some letters about last week. First, people pointed out that we said 1.5 million people did parkrun every week, and that's actually the number of people who've ever done a parkrun. Sorry about that. I've no idea why people who listen to this programme are so exacting about the use of statistics. Perhaps more important, we've enraged your home city, Jordan. Connor Donnelly, for instance, sent us this.
As a regular runner at Queen's Parkrun, I must take time to correct your stipulation that Queen's is the easiest parkrun. Queen's is one of the most challenging courses in Northern Ireland. Having run courses at Ormo, Victoria Park, Stormont, Waterworks and Falls in Belfast, I have actual evidence of this. Queen's has a hard core of regular runners who are very fast for their age, hence the reputation for being fast. Come see for yourselves. It's also the friendliest parkrun in Northern Ireland.
Well, it may no longer be the friendliest parkrun after I so rudely dissed it last week. Does Connor have a point?
If you use the method that controls for the quality of runner, this puts Queen's as the 235th fastest course, which is basically the national average, so Connor has a point. And my original hypothesis that Queen's is fast because of the near godlike quality of Belfast runners may well be correct. And when I'm back in Belfast, I'd be delighted to run the friendliest parkrun in Northern Ireland, although I'd like to see the mathematical basis for that statement.
Well, thank you, Jordan. And if you look at the BBC website this weekend, you may find a video of Jordan versus Ruby the dog at the Millham Parkrun in all their muddy glory.